Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And in studio, Charlie Long. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers, talking text
the
line.
The living legend.
There you go. The living legend. The head basketball coach of the Lady Tigers, Kim Mulkey. Coach, first of all, congratulations on making it to the final four. I had a coach tell me this years ago, you can only play for the championship in the year you're playing in. And you got yourself in a position along with your assistants and coaches to play for the national title. That's what this is all about.
Can you believe that? And here too, I'm on the bus, so everything's loud. We literally just landed. We're at the hotel. Everybody's unloading. I'm going to sit on this bus and give y'all an interview because I told you that I would. But listen, guys, year two, playing in the Final Four, the final week of the season, it's exciting. It's exciting for my players. I don't have one that's ever been to an Elite Eight, let alone a Final Four. Got it coaches that have never been. So I told them to enjoy the evening, and I will see them at 11 p.m. so I can put my eyes on them to make sure they're okay.
Now, Coach Mulkey, you brought this up before the tournament even started. Now, you know, you always look at what you do offensively, obviously. You know, you don't want to turn over the ball. You want to create turnovers. You want to make your foul shots. You can go on and on, your field goal percentage. But you've played top-notch defense. Now, you might have to do a little more besides that, but, boy, you have to be pleased with your defense.
Let me tell you, Bobby, I don't like to be talked to in the middle of a game, but it's a requirement. You got to come out of your huddle. You got to go over there and talk to them. We were struggling offensively against Miami. Miami couldn't score. It was one ugly basketball game. And if there's anything I don't like watching women that can't score the ball, and I sure as hell don't like watching men that can't score the ball. But – I just said it like it was. Turn that TV off because this is an ugly basketball game. But we're going to figure out how to grind on that defensive end and win, and we did.
Now, Coach Mulkey, you know what? The one thing, I don't know how you even address this, because you want your players to be aggressive. Looking at Angel Reese, she had 13 points, 18 rebounds. But how do you handle, because you want them to still have that aggressive spirit, how do you handle the foul trouble? I mean, that probably keep you up at night.
Well, Angel has been very good about that, but in the last few games, she has gotten what we just call dumb fouls, and she knows it. She looks right at me, and I'm like, why do that? You already have a foul. You get two fouls in the first half, I'm taking you out, you're going to sit. And her fouls, she gets good three, good hard ones I'm good with, but she's now in this little mode of picking up one or two that are just unnecessary. And to win that game with three of them sitting by me, three starters, was just a grind. And but we're here. We're here. We're going to celebrate. We're going to get in the film room again tomorrow, practice again tomorrow, have a closed practice. And then on Thursday, we'll have about an hour open practice at American Airlines. And I've got four kids from the state of Texas, and they're excited to be back.
Now, Coach Mulkey, looking at LSU as a whole, they're making their first appearance in the Final Four since 2008. You look at yourself, fifth Final Four as a coach, which included three national championships while you had Baylor. How do you compare and how different, because it has to be all different, different players, different personalities, when you're going to Final Four? And you have expectations, obviously more expectations at Baylor, what you established, could compare maybe to this season. But what are the challenges compared, considering that this is your fifth Final Four and the different teams that you've taken here?
What I will do with this team is make them relax. And how will they relax? There are no expectations placed on us. There is no pressure on us. We are someplace we were not supposed to be. We've heard all the criticism of the bad non-conference schedule. Well, I'm going to stand at that, sit at that podium at the press conference and say, that non-conference schedule wasn't so bad after all. Make them laugh. Make them realize you're here because you know in that locker room you were one of the top teams in the country. You proved it in conference by finishing behind the national champions. And don't be surprised if the national champions aren't playing LSU for the national championship this year. And how wonderful would that be, two SEC playing for the national title.
Coach, for people that haven't maybe watched Virginia Tech, maybe give them a little bit of a scouting background on those Hokies and how much, you know, because that team really looked good. I was watching them last night against Ohio State. They really, very impressive basketball team.
And now, you know what? I always, you know, Coach Belkin, when I think of Virginia Tech, I think of Auburn. Okay, you know, like Auburn, are they the Plainsmen? Are they the Tigers?
No, I don't know. I don't even know what a Hokie is.
A Hokie. The other name, Coach Mulgan, they have is like the Gobblers. I don't know. That's a turkey, probably. Yeah, you say we're playing a bunch of turkeys.
Look, I don't know, but what I know is in 2020, we played in the bubble because of COVID. I had to play them when I was at Baylor in the first game. All those players, four of them, were freshmen and sophomore that year. This year, they're good because they all stayed together, and they're all older. There's not anybody but a senior. They're senior. That's the advantage they have over us. Naturally, Kitley inside is about 6'6", 6'7", but we can guard her. They've got a great point guard, an international kid from Australia named Amore who's just killing it from the perimeter. But we're going to get after it and see if we can't get to that national championship game.
Now, Coach Mulgan, this is a different topic. I think you're always honest with me, I can't remember her first name. Clark from Iowa. Man, she seems like she's.
You haven't seen her play Bobby Yelcher's TV.
No, he did.
See her. I said, man, now that girl's on a different level. I mean,
now, she is like Curry is to the pro game on her perimeter range. She's like that in women's basketball, and she's ever bit as consistent with that. It's no fluke.
Yeah,
when she steps across half court, you better be guarding her because that's her range.
I agree. That's what I went. It's like, whoa. I said, she can jack it up and it is going down. I mean, thanks for enlightening me, Coach Mulkey. I said, like, am I just a flash in the pan? But I said, no. I don't know. I'm a casual, you know, fan. I'm just watching. I go, all I know is that girl can play.
And she's legit, and she is. Taking that program on her shoulders and made everybody around her better. And she and Aaliyah Boston, the young lady from South Carolina, has talked about which one's better and all that. Well, guess what? The world, the country, and everybody that loves women's basketball will get to see them match up in the semifinal game here in Dallas. And I think everybody's looking forward to it.
Coach, this is a funny story. I have a friend of mine who really didn't watch much women's basketball, but kind of got him hooked on it. I said, man, listen, you got to do it. He has a business, but he's been traveling, going to the PMAC and watched the lady basketball team. He's like, Mike, it's one of the best advice things you've ever given me. So Friday, he calls me up and he says, Mike, what do you think? And I said, listen, I think they're going to take care of business. He said, okay. He said, I got another question. What is Coach going to wear to the game? He said, you know what? She's become the new nature boy, Ric Flair. You know, because you remember the Nate, everybody kind of watched him at one time or another. He had the flowing gowns and the ruffles and everything else. He said, Mike, that's entertainment for me. I love that part of it, but got him hooked on basketball. But his second question was, what is Coach Mulkey going to wear?
No, she's a fashionista.
Well, let me give you a little quick background on that. I have always dressed nice. Even back in my assistant coach's days, I used to wear dresses. And then when I became a head coach, I said, squatting on that sideline and wearing shirts and dresses.
Oh, yeah, that might be a little shady there.
There you go. So I've always dressed nice. Now, when I came back, all these stylists that are LSU graduates and all these women who have their own design and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They start dropping jackets off and clothes off. Coach, will you please wear this? Will you please wear this? And some of it is too outlandish for me. But being in Louisiana, being they like sparkles, being they like, you know, all that stuff, I've kind of come out of my shell a little bit and done a little bit more of that. But here's what I tell people. Don't just look at what I'm wearing. Look at the product on the court, and
Amen.
Then I'm good with it. Don't sit over there and go, oh, man, they've got a coach. No, you better talk in the same breath about how damn good those players are on that floor and what I've done throughout my career. If you talk about both hand in hand, I'm good with it. But don't just talk about what I wear. I've been doing that for years.
Coach. Now, the one thing, Mike, then before you go, look at the two short seasons. Obviously, maybe because you've been there, done that, your fifth Final Four, you know, winning – three national championships at Baylor. But I know you want a winning program. I mean, obviously, I think I might know the answer. In the program in two short seasons, where you at right now? Isn't it kind of like Lanyap? So I think you said you're going to address the players. Hey, you know, the pressure's on them. We're going to go out there and have fun and make it happen, and who knows what's going to happen.
Listen, we're a three seed. Virginia Tech was a one seed. We're not supposed to win. But
right.
Then again, Utah was a two seed. We were a three seed, and we won. If the best are the ones that people think are the best always win, then there would be no reason to play.
Right, right.
I'm going to go back to 2005 when I won my first national championship at Baylor. We beat LSU, who had the best player in the country in Simone Augustus, the best post player in Sylvia Fowles, and the best point guard in Tamika Johnson. And we upset them and beat them and went on to win the national championship. And what's old Herm Edwards say? That's why you play the game, baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Coach, it's 50 years today that UCLA wins a national title. Bill Walton in that game scored 21. He sunk 21 of 22 field goal attempts against Memphis. You have a player, and so many times you hear it, it's a team game, but someone has to be the catalyst. And you have that in Angel Reese. She's a catalyst player. Great people around her, but that's the type of thing that can carry you in these type games. I'm old enough. I remember Walton playing in that game against Memphis and how he just took over that particular game. And as we get closer, I think the big-time players, that's what we remember them by, if it's in football, baseball, basketball, what they do in the biggest moments. This is set up for Angel.
It is set up for Angel, but I'm going to tell you where they're going to remember her the most. She is a rebounding beast.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you, Coach Mulkey. To me, your defense and rebounding. Whether it's offensive rebound, defensive rebound, going forward, to me that's going to be the key. I would say that, and tell me if you agree with this. Because, you know, the game could be close. You want to bite your fingernails or you stomp it on the floor or whatever, on the court. Can you make your free throws? Boy, I don't care.
Let me tell you something, Bobby. We got to shoot better and we got to score better than we did in the Miami game. End of story. If we're not, then I'm going to have to stall it. And I'm going to have to make sure the shots we take are 10 seconds or less on the shot clock. But I've got kids that can score the ball. Alexis Morris hasn't gotten untracked here of late, but she's very capable. We can score the ball. I don't know if we get to the championship game and if South Carolina's in that championship. We can't get up and down the floor and score with them. We're going to have to be very creative, and very selective on when we run, when we don't run. But listen, guys, we're here. And there's only four teams playing the last week of the season, and LSU's one of them.
And, Coach Mulkey, I know you got to be proud of your position, considering, two short seasons and you're in the Final Four. And I know going forward the sky's the limit. And the LSU fan base, you being from TIGFA and all growing up here, how everyone loves you. And knows that, hey, you're homegrown.
And you real.
And you real. And we might have, I don't know, rented you to Baylor out in Waco, but then we brought you back home. And now that we appreciate what you've done to women's college basketball and the level now that you've taken LSU in such a short time.
Well, listen, everybody knows my love for the state of Louisiana. Everybody knows you don't leave a dynasty that you have had created at Baylor University, which is, you know, I don't want to say like a mid-major institution, but they're not considered one of the top three or four power five leagues anymore in the Big 12. They don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. But, guys, Baylor was good to me. Baylor was the right move at the right time in my life. This was the right move at the right time in my life. And just think about this. How ironic is it that in 2 years I'm bringing my LSU team back to the state of Texas?
That's crazy.
An hour and 40 minutes from Baylor University.
Go Tigers!
Coach, last question, and, you know, we all proud of what you've been able to accomplish and the players and assistants. But my first thoughts after you win the game was Bob Starkey. What he has seen in basketball, and now he's back into that Final Four situation. Your thoughts on what Bob has brought to the program?
Well, Bob Starkey is just, he fits me like a glove. We never worked together, never really knew each other personally until I hired him. He observed, he watched how I wanted things done. He keeps himself in the film room. He shows these young players what we want from them. Think about this. He's the only, to my knowledge, interim coach on the women's side to ever take a team to a Final Four. Whoa. And he did that at LSU. He could be a head coach anywhere in the country, but he chooses to be an assistant because that fits his personality. How lucky can you get?
Coach, first of all, congratulations again. We're so proud of what you, your team has accomplished. And, hey, two more W's.
Guys, thank you, and turn your TVs on. We're going to fight like hell. Take care now.
All right. Thank you, Coach. That was LSU head women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey. He tells it like it is. Hey, you get it straight from her. She's real. And I think that's why, man, we get so many people say, hey, when are you going to have Kim Mulkey back on? She keeps it real. That's what you want.
Yeah. She ain't faking the funk. I mean, she's telling it like it is. Mike, I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic. I think they can make the finals. I just don't know if they can win the finals. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Or South Carolina. But look, it's unbelievable. After two seasons, but we thought it'd be more
but
a
it's not
process.
A series.
No, it's
one game.
No, it's one game, and anything can happen.
Yeah.
No, they're going to have to shoot better offensively,
no
obviously.
Question. And you got to shoot better in the paint and hit your foul shots.
And then create turnovers and make your foul shots and all that. And, you know, that and rebounds, like, you know, out-rebound your opponent. All those stuff that those intangibles, and you look at the stat numbers, it makes a difference whether you win or lose.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870.